Cincinnati, Ohio, the Queen City, formerly known as the Queen City, currently known as, yes sir, Mr. Brown City. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is
749-1444.
That's 749-1444. That's the phone number. And in case this is the first time you've ever tuned in, this is one of them late night call-in talk shows where we talk about stuff. And tonight's topic is, what in the heck is so great about America anyway? Happy Independence Day, Rob.
Happy Independence Day, Chris, and thank you.
Today was the 4th of July before it was midnight, and it was Independence Day here in America.
Now it's the 5th of July.
What?
I saw another bug. I thought it was another one of those vicious, rabid June bugs. It was just a nice, peace-loving gnat. We'll let it go.
Anyhow, happy 4th of July, Keith.
I was having a great 4th of July until I was dive-bombed by that June bug about 5 minutes
ago. Okay, Kevin, you're on the phone here. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and the phone number is 749-1444.
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Hey, we got it over here, man! You want to rewind? So anyway, I was working for this small newspaper publication in the Midwest, and we had a reporter on the staff who was Irish. She was born and raised in Ireland and moved to America in her 20s. And she was not a bit familiar with American musicals such as The Music Man and songs such as 76 Trombones in the Big Parade. So she went and talked to the director the local high school play, which just happened to be The Music Man, and got some of the song highlights. And when she printed some of the musical features of the play, The Music Man, she wrote, and of course, that all-time favorite, 76 Strong Bones. Someone cut this out, sent it to the New Yorker magazine, because every month the New Yorker comes out, it has a feature that are the best misprints of the month or whatever. And that misprint, 76 Strong Bones, made it. Pretty humorous, eh? Those Irish are stupid.
Hello, Kevin. You're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin. Welcome to our program. Where are you calling from tonight, Kevin?
Newtown.
How are things in Newtown?
Just chilling.
How were the Newtown fireworks tonight?
There weren't that many.
Yeah? So what'd you call the talk show for? Are you in that patriotic mood tonight?
Pretty much.
Tell me something, Kevin. What is so great about America anyway?
The freedom, man. The freedom.
Could you elaborate?
You've got freedoms of everything. Your speech, your press, religion, anything. That's what makes it great.
Do you ever feel as though your freedoms are being suppressed by a tyrannical fascist government?
Not really.
That's a good, positive way to feel then, Kevin.
Are you
Republican or Democrat?
I don't know. I guess I'm a Democrat.
All right, that's cool. All right, well, thanks for calling, Kevin.
Cool.
749-1444 is the phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF. And you know, the joint's not the point. Freedom is. If this sounds good to you, tune into Hemp Rock Radio with your hostess, Lynn Wilson, every second Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. on one of the segments of Queen City Soapbox here at WAIF Cincinnati.
You got any more rolling papers over there? Anyhow, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444 is the phone number. Tonight's topic, what's so great about America anyway? Hello, ODB, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yo, this is the ODB, man.
Hi.
No, wait, before I tell you about America, why do you think they call me the ODB? Can you think of any...
Are you the original dumb bastard?
I'm the old dirty bastard, that's right. Me and the ODB got it going on.
Okay, great.
Okay, you're cool, so get to the point.
I know I'm cool, but...
Anyone who thinks they're too cool on a Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show gets hung up on, right?
That's right.
Is that the policy?
That's right. None of these cocky, arrogant, self-involved, slacker Generation Xers types.
Robbie, are you proud to be an American?
You know, Christopher, at Christmas time, even if the holiday has no spiritual or religious importance to you, for most people it serves as a time to step back and look at your life and reflect on how well you relate to the rest of humanity. Are you a good person? Are you doing unto others? Do you wish peace on earth and goodwill toward men? And I think the 4th of July kind of serves the same purpose, to where you can step back and reflect on how you feel about your country and the direction it's going and the path it has taken, and whether you're proud of it or not, or just how you feel about your country. So I think it serves a useful purpose. And yes, Chris, I'm proud to be an American.
Dale, you're on the air. Are you proud to be an American, Dale?
I'll put it like this. I think as far as, like, you know, as places to be in this world, I would say America is probably one of the better spots to be in.
It's a better place to be than Yugoslavia right now.
Yeah, that's really. But I would say that if you're a rich Caucasian male, then I would say this is the place for you to be. This is heaven. But if you're poor or middle class, it ain't all that great.
Why is that? Are you, Dale, are you poor or middle class?
Yes, I'm middle class. I consider myself middle class.
By middle class, do you mean what? You live in the suburbs?
No, I'm talking about financial-wise.
Yeah, what part of town do you live in?
I live in Clifton.
In Clifton?
Yeah.
And what kind of place you got? Do you rent or do you own?
I rent.
Got a car?
Yes, I have access to a vehicle.
What kind of car is it?
Foreign.
Do you own it?
No. Somebody else does.
Is it like your girlfriend's car or your dad's car or something?
Yeah, it's my female's car.
It's your female's car.
Yeah.
Look at it this way, brother. At least you got a lady.
Hey, look, like I said before, I said it's better than being in a lot of other places, but as far as it being all great and all that, it's a lot of stuff need to be cleaned
up. Well, Dale, if you were the president of the United States or even the governor of Ohio and it was up to you to make some improvements upon this land of ours, where would you start?
Your show's not long enough.
Huh?
Your show's not long enough.
Give us a quick... synopsis of what you might do to improve this great country.
What I would do?
Yeah.
Like I said, man, there's so much to be done. How can I possibly tell you in a few seconds that I have to tell you?
Well, if you were focused and if you really believed in what you're saying, you might be able to present an example.
No, well, you find a caller that can do that, and I'd be surprised. I'd be real surprised. You find anybody that can do that.
Okay, Dave. We'll keep trying. Thanks for your call.
Like I said, if Dale had guts and courage and the things that make American males great, he would have been able to give us a few ideas of what he could do to improve this country.
You know, I think everybody, no matter what your political persuasion, would have to agree that there is a lot of room for improvement in America. But, you know, poor people in other countries are a lot poorer than the poor people in America.
Well, some people are so poor they got nothing.
Some people still have dirt floors and stuff, you know.
Hello, Keith, you're on the air.
You know that polio is still a big problem in lot of countries. It's been wiped out virtually here in America. But polio is still a huge problem in the other parts of the world. And we knocked it out in 53, 57, I think, was when we really killed. Yeah, hold on a second, Keith! You know what's wrong with this country?
Kids who are impatient.
I know, go ahead, Keith.
You guys remember me?
Hello?
I don't know, Keith, who are you?
Remember I was, like, complaining about Sean Kemp a couple weeks ago? But now I got a new complaint.
Sean Kemp, the basketball player.
Yeah.
Okay, now you have a new complaint, Keith. Keith,
yeah.
Let us be your sounding board to vent your complaints.
You guys rule.
We're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
No, no.
And don't you forget that, brother.
Okay, brother. Okay,
what's the matter, Keith?
See, this world would be great if they legalized weed.
This world would be great if they legalized weed. Move to Amsterdam, buddy.
Yeah, no crap. I'm gonna go down there and I'm gonna smoke weed for the rest of my life. I'm gonna be stoned.
Good. More power to you. I think Rob and I support you in every way that we can.
Hey, you guys wanna...
Short of buying you an airplane ticket, I mean, we're like, go! Smoke weed, go to Amsterdam.
Dude, you guys know something? I'm so stoned. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Keith. You're cool. Hey, Rob?
Yes?
Didn't that guy was stoned?
No.
No.
Many blind people are not aware they can have a leader dog to help them find their way. Contact Leader Dogs for the Blind, Rochester, Michigan, 48307. Call 810-651-9011 or contact your local Lions Club.
749-1444. The phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
This land is yours.
Happy 4th of July, Rob.
Happy 4th, Chris.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you just tuned in, it's our annual 4th of July special, and we're in a very patriotic mood tonight, aren't we, Rob?
Yes, we are.
Who we got up next? Is it Sam?
Yes, it is.
Hello,
hi, Sam.
Sam, you're
this Uncle Sam?
Yeah.
Pleasure to speak with you, Unc. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I think this country's turning communist.
Why do you say that, Samuel?
Well, okay, like there's becoming like more control over the people, you know.
So you say communist, or do you say fascist?
Well, yeah, that's a good point because you know, like all the like wealthy people are ruling the country, so you could say fascist, yeah.
So what are you pointing to, Sam? The two things that have bothered me recently. First thing happened, I guess, last week. The Supreme Court ruled that it was quite acceptable for high schools to force their students to take urine tests. And now the looks like the U.S. Congress is going to amend or attempt to amend the Constitution with a flag-burning bill. Both of those things bother me. I believe they are infringements upon the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans. The flag stands for freedom. And to protect the symbol of freedom, we will impede your freedom. I do not believe in that. Are you with me, Sam? Or are you going to sit here like a mop?
I'm with you.
All right.
Yeah, that's just like them keeping down the rebellion, you know. That's eventually going to happen because, you know, actually, like, right now is a real good example. People are getting more and more fed up.
Are you talking revolution, Sam?
Huh?
Are you talking revolution?
Yeah.
Sam, are you starting a militia?
No.
What do you think of those militias, Sam?
I think they have a very valid reason for, you know, being.
What, they're sexually repressed?
You know, the original army of the United States of America, the one that won the Revolutionary War in 1776, they were a citizen band militia.
I know, that's the government for the people, by the people, and something else.
Let's, of the people, maybe?
Yeah. You know, that's exactly the way the government should be. It should be, you know, the people that make up the government. The government, you know, shouldn't be this big thing that's controlling the people, you know, to make them just be part of the machine, you know, that, like, this is what our functioning country is.
So you feel you have no voice in the workings of the government as it exists in 1995?
Oh, no.
Do you vote, Sam?
No.
When was the last time you've written your congressperson? When was the last time you've written one of your two senators? When was the last time you've written your president?
Look, okay, see, there's no point in that because, you know, they're just part of the government.
There's no point?
What we have now, yeah.
No point.
Well, I think Sam made a step in the right direction when he started calling late-night talk shows. That was probably the first step in the right direction.
No matter what your goal is, calling late-night talk shows is one of the best ways to achieve it.
Sam, the next thing you should probably try to do is personally get in touch with one of your congresspersons, your senators, your representative in the House, maybe even the president. Have you written President Clinton a letter lately?
Look, man, you got to think bigger than that. That's just cooperating with your government. You see, you gotta,
That's right, the United States Post Office is part of the government, isn't it?
Conspiracy.
Why don't you send the president one of those balloonograms?
Huh? Balloonogram?
Yeah, one of those balloonograms.
Like a gorillagram.
Yeah.
Why would I want to sell him a balloonogram?
Send him a gorillagram.
They got a girl in a bikini and she's like surrounded by balloons and she'll go deliver a message to the president for you.
What, you like that kind of stuff or something?
She'll even sing it for you if you pay her enough.
What, the gorilla?
Yeah,
you can get a gorilla to do it. A gorillagram. Sam, if you were the governor of Ohio or even the president of the United States, what changes would you implement to make this country a better place for all?
Okay. I would eliminate most taxes, you know.
All right, let's say you eliminate the taxes. Who's going to pay the thin gray line to come and pick up our garbage in the morning?
We see you also got to eliminate all these socialist programs, you know. Yeah, the people, they can do for themselves. You see, what the government does, it takes their money and forces them, you know, to have these socialist projects, you know, like building roads and all that kind of stuff. But...
I mean, this is the first time I've ever heard building roads dismissed as a socialist project.
It is, man. You see, people could form their communities, you know,
get together,
build their own stuff.
You libertarians are so far out in left field. You guys have a lot of really good ideas, and then you start attacking stuff like, well, this damn city wants to build sidewalks. There's a bunch of commies. What kind of...
Okay, well, think about it. Okay, you have your government taking your money and probably doing a real inadequate job, so it takes up more money. When you could do it yourself for less money,
you pay
the government to do it.
You're going to build your own road. You can build a road.
Not me, myself.
Do you think you and your neighbors can get together and build a road? Like having an Amish barn raising.
Yeah, of course. If the government wasn't taking our money and making us have them do it, you know?
So if your taxes were lowered, you'd have enough money so you guys could buy orange vests and orange hats and rent a big giant truck full of tar.
Don't forget a lot of those big orange barrels.
And you could buy some orange barrels.
You're going to need a bunch of those.
Or are you saying you guys would have enough money you could go out and subcontract the job out?
Yeah, we could do that too. You know?
Sam, you're thinking awful big. I appreciate you for it, but something tells me you're on the wrong track. But thanks for calling.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of people complain about creeping socialism, but I've never heard anyone ever start with building roads as being a sign of the communist takeover of America.
Do most people who talk about that stuff really know the difference between socialism, communism, and fascism? I don't think most people know the difference.
No, they don't know anything about those isms.
Do you, Rob?
Oh, yes, of course, obviously, I do. Being a late-night talk show host, I am automatically endowed with certain knowledge. And if I don't know it, I can make it up and sound authoritative because I have background music.
You know, Rob, there are those who say that talk show hosts know the most.
We do know the
most.
And
that's why we're talk show hosts and not, like, you know, working in an aquarium somewhere feeding fish.
Hi, Johnny.
Yeah.
What's up, Johnny?
Nothing.
Welcome to our program.
Yeah.
How you doing today?
Fine.
What's on your mind?
Just America.
Yeah, about America.
That's cool.
Can you spell America?
Yeah.
Spell it.
A. Hell, I can't fucking spell.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Johnny. At least you gave it the old college try.
See, Chris, I don't blame Johnny for that. I blame you for browbeating him. Obviously, the kid was a moron, and you insulted him into trying to spell to show the fact that he was a moron off in front of God and everybody, and you embarrassed him.
I just wanted to find out if he thought America started with a capital M.
America.
Rich, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Rich.
What's going on?
Late night talk show. What's going on with you, Rich?
Well, I'm not stoned.
You're not?
No.
All right, good for you. So you're probably thinking clearly tonight. You're probably thinking crystal clear. What's on your picturesque mind tonight, Rich?
What?
749-1444 is the phone number of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're burning through the callers like a hot knife through soft butter, if you know what I mean. If you can't play with the big dogs, keep your scrawny butt up on the porch with the rocking chairs. If you're going to play with Chris and Rob, you got to be ready to go. When we say go, you got to be ready to go. Joe, go.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, not much.
Okay, that's your cue to start talking.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, Dale had it half right.
Who's Dale?
Dale, you know, he said that you're white class, white Caucasian, middle class, you're all right, but otherwise you're not so good.
Okay, right? You fill in the half he had wrong.
Well, see, what makes America so great is the chances. See, because I'm white Caucasian, but I grew up poor, right?
So you're saying your ancestors came from the Caucasus Mountains. They're in the southern, in Turkey, I think.
Nah, something like that. You know, but see, I'm getting my education. My wife's already got her education. And see, we're improving ourselves. And that's what's so great about America. There's no set caste system. See, it may be that you may have to spend a lot of money to go get your degree and get your talent.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use your talent, put it in the market, because it is a capitalistic society.
Mm-hmm.
And even though there are a lot of downfalls to a capitalistic society, there are many more pluses, see.
Well,
and that's what makes America so great, because you have so many chances. No matter how you start out, no matter, you know, who damaged your psyche when you were a kid, there's always a chance that you can pull yourself out of whatever you're into.
So you're saying that, Joe, someday you might be the president of the United States?
Well, I doubt that, but, you know, maybe a senator.
Ooh, good boy. But you're starting out a poor white kid. You're going to go to school and try to become a middle-class white kid.
Right.
Well, good for you, Joe.
And that's what makes America so great. I mean, you know, I didn't have money to go to college, so I went to the military. I spent my 4 years in the military. I got the GI Bill, you know. I mean, you know, I had to do a little bit of dirty work, but hey, I'm here. You know, I'm not asking for any handouts.
See, that's what I like. You know, a lot of people say, I'm not asking for any handouts. But you got a huge handout, dude. That GI Bill, that's enormous. Well, you probably pumped in about $4,800 over the course of 4 years, and you probably sucked out of it about $24,000.
Well, hey.
Am I in the ballpark?
Well,
am I in the ballpark?
I didn't put in that much, I'll tell you that much.
How much did you get out?
About 14.
You got $14,000 out. How much did you put in?
$1,200.
But you don't get a handout, though. What is that all about? My good gosh almighty.
Oh, no, that's not a handout because, see, I did my service.
Okay.
All right. You know, I'm not on welfare or anything. Right. See, that's a handout.
Well, Joe, I did the same thing. That's how I know it's a big handout. Okay. I saw that hand, and I knew if I stuck my hand out in a certain way, somebody would fill it, so I did that.
Right. Okay.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
I know another person named Joe who would make an excellent president of the United States if we could get enough people to vote for him.
Is it?
He's an Ohio native, right?
Oh.
Yeah, he's from Cleveland.
Yes!
And his first name is Joe.
You talking about Walsh?
Ghost. my candidacy. I'd appreciate it if you vote for me. I want to be vice president.
Vote for me!
If I was vice president, know what I'd do? Pretty much anything I wanted to. I'd have a first class seat on Air Force One, an awesome pad in Washington, D.C. Play golf all day with heads of state. If they brought beer, wouldn't that be great? Can't wait. Well, there's an awful lot of issues important to me. Here's my campaign policy. Legislation, education, occupation, arbitration, legalization, equalization, immigration, agitation, integration, race relations, imitation, classification.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Happy 4th of July. Together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You just threw that in there. I got confused.
Well, I guess say happy 4th of July. Today was Independence Day 1995.
So it is the day after Independence Day, July 5th, 1995.
So Rob and I got that pretty patriotic spirit. I think the patriotic bug bit us this morning.
Mm-hmm.
How about them fireworks, Robbie?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Let's fix that, Jim.
Might
Hello,
be me.
Nate. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Nate.
Look, I'm telling you what, the cops is what's wrong with this fucking place, man. The cops.
749-1444. Hey, kids. Art damage is a veritable feast of sonic roughage that can transcend the otherwise limited boundaries of coherent usualness. Join Mr. Lockhart. Is that the guy that conducts a symphony?
Yeah, Keith Lockhart.
He does art damage?
Yes, Keith Lockhart from the symphony.
Zog and Mark Milano, as they dish out 2 hours of stew for your mind to swallow. Wednesday nights from midnight to 2 a.m. Thursday morning. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk. Did you write it down?
Yeah, I got it.
Did you log it down?
No.
A little behind the scenes of WAIF on Chris and Rob. Go ahead, a different Dale.
Yeah.
Hi, Dale.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
How's it going tonight?
It's going great.
Man, I just want to call and say happy 4th of July. I love this country. And listening to some of these guys out here putting a lot of this stuff down, it just makes me want to laugh and try to get in here.
Like what? What do you mean?
The guy said, talking about lowering taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So he can build his own roads and stuff. Well, you know, let him go on. Let him do that. You know,
that guy was brain dead. You shouldn't let the brain dead bother you.
Anyway, I don't mind paying taxes as long as it's going for health care, taking care of the poor, the homeless.
Building roads, building
sewers. The only
sewers.
Thing I'm not too fond of paying a lot of taxes for, you know, I love baseball and football, but I don't think my taxes should have to pay for Bengals and football. But that's another story.
That is another story.
That's another story. Then there was another guy, I think he said, the other guy, Dale, mm-hmm. talking about how he was middle class and not having a lot of money, working his butt off and not having anything. Well, let me tell you what. I don't know if I'm considered middle class or not. I work two jobs. I own two cars, a camper, and a boat. And I don't own a place. I rent. You can have anything you want if you're willing to work your butt off and hard enough to do it.
Where you work?
Well, let's say I work for a major airline.
Baggage handler?
yeah, baggage handler.
And what's your other job?
My other job, well, it's not so great, but it pays the bills and it's honest work. I work for a gas station.
That's okay. I bet you can get free smokes.
No, I don't smoke.
Good for you.
So how many hours a week you work?
About 85.
Whoa, nice life.
I tell you what, I put them in, but I got a wife I got a baby on the way who's 4 months, and everything I'm doing for them and that baby.
D- Does your wife complain that you're not home enough to take care of the kid?
Well, no, baby's on the way.
Well, like I said, she will be complaining.
Dale, someday you're going to look up and you're going to be about 50 and you're going to say, good gosh almighty, where did my youth go? I spent it working.
But you know what? Everything I'm doing for my baby.
Oh,
and, you know, I don't mind paying, you know. But I just wanted to call and say, you know, how's it going?
So when you take that boat out, so when you take your boat out and go cruising up and down the Ohio River,
nope,
you're doing it for your baby, huh?
I don't go on the Ohio.
Where do you go?
Down to Lake Cumberland.
Well, when you take that boat down to Lake Cumberland and you sit around drinking Bud, smoking herb, you're doing that for your baby, huh?
Don't smoke herb, man.
Okay, man.
But
hey,
okay.
Dale, did you hear that tomorrow afternoon City Council is going to have another big vote? You know, on the City of Cincinnati stationery, the letterhead says Cincinnati, Ohio, and underneath it says the Queen City of the Midwest. But did you hear they're going to have to change the city's letterhead?
He's at the gas station now!
I'm at the gas station now.
Are you at the gas?
Can you hear it? Can we go on?
Can we talk to your customer?
Yeah.
We want to talk to your customer, Dale.
Well, I'm going to...
Maybe we'll get held up on the air. That'd be cool.
All right, now I can ramble on. I'm going to turn my radio on so I can hear what you guys are saying.
That's great. So anyway, Dale, tomorrow the Cincinnati City Council is going to have a vote.
Chris, is this going to be a joke? I mean, should I play along or is this something serious?
No, this,
not
this is
oh, well, and like okay. That other guy was talking about the cops.
Uh-huh.
There ain't nothing wrong with the cops. I'm all for them, you know, but it's just these guys that get out there and act like fools and resist arrest.
Now, I tell you what, this cop pissed me off big time.
Well, I mean...
Hey, shut up for a second, Dale! I'm heading east on 275, and there's a Springdale cop just standing there, big as could be, holding a radar gun, shooting people, making everybody jump on their brakes. Made the whole freeway very unsafe during that stretch. And I thought, this stupid pig has no idea what he's doing. He's a safety hazard. So go ahead, Dale.
You know, well, if they don't willing to resist arrest and fight with the cops, then you wouldn't get all this trouble going, oh, it's racism. He beat me up because I'm black.
Dale, but, most pigs are bullies. We all know that.
I mean, you know, I admit he might, you know, he could have done a little bit better job of handling the kid, but...
He could have done a lot better job of handling kid.
That's
and
right.
Most cops
have
could do a
so
lot
rough.
Better job than they're already doing.
Well, it wouldn't have been so bad if he, you know, if he wouldn't have resisted arrest. But, I mean, I don't want to get on that. I mean, I don't
Dale,
want,
you're
I don't
playing
want
that
city,
one right down the middle. I think you're sounding like a conservative Republican when you talk about that one.
And then the guy talking about, you know, legalizing weed. You know, there's a druggie.
So? That's fine. I got no problem with that. But, Dale, I was about to tell you about this big vote going down at City Council tomorrow.
What's that?
Down at City Council tomorrow, they're having a big vote on the City of Cincinnati stationery.
This better be worth it.
Yeah, I hope it is. You know, Dale, I don't know if you've ever gotten a letter from the mayor, but the letterhead on a stationery says Cincinnati, Ohio, then underneath it says the Queen City.
Chris and Rob have received many letters from the mayor commending us for the fine job we do here at WAIF.
It's a really sharp letterhead, but tomorrow they're going to vote on changing the letterhead to saying Cincinnati, Ohio, and right underneath it it's going to say, yes, sir, Mr. Brown.
He didn't hear it because of the damn cash register. That sucks.
Thanks, Dale. We love you, babe. Don't go changing and keep on serving them up.
Yeah. You know that thing he says? Is this a real song or just background music?
Listen, this is a real song.
If your car or truck is out of breath, why don't you donate it to the American Lung Association of Ohio, ALAOL. The American Lung Association branches will now accept donations of used vehicles, either those which are still running or junkers. Chris, you say anything about the triple F threat, I'll punch your lights out. Donors can deduct the fair market value of the vehicle from their tax returns, and the ALAO can convert the donated cars into cash. This isn't a bad idea. Proceeds will help fight lung disease. For more info about donating a car to the American Lung Association of Ohio, call 1-800-232-LUNG. 1-800-232-LUNG. Because you know, if you sell your car for... Who gets these now? If you sell your car, you'll not get Blue Book value for it. But you might get Blue Book value for it from the American Lung Association. That doesn't sound like a bad deal at all to me.
You know what I like about America the most, Rob?
Hot dogs, apple pies, girls in bikinis, the smell of fresh-cut grass.
All American girls.
I've got an all-American
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. It's 2:45 in the morning. And if you want to talk about what makes America great, Rob, do you want to talk about what makes America great?
What makes America great is the fact that you can produce a product in one part of the country and get it to another part of the country by either water, by rail,
and I believe there's another way to get products across the country, and I can't remember what it. What is it?
Trucks.
Oh,
have one of the greatest Americans in America on the phone, the Truckin' Bozo from the Big One 700.
Good morning, guys. Did you have a good 4th of July?
Yes, we sure did. Did you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Ate all kinds of hamburgers and beans, so, you know.
So you're doing a show solo tonight is what
doing
you're saying.
Flying solo. Nobody will even come in the studio with me.
So what makes America great?
What makes America great?
I know you could expound on this issue for hours at a time, but just...
Just the fact that it's America. I saw a thing out on one of the desks. It says, what were some of the sad things of having to live with a Japanese trade embargo?
Mm-hmm.
We would have to carry around a 9.5-pound American-made Walkman.
Ooh. So are you slamming America on the 4th of July, Bozo?
No,
I'm ashamed of you.
I was reading that. That was on Duke's desk.
Yeah.
But, guys, America is the free, greatest country in the world. I mean, you know.
Because you can do a late night talk show, and you can take
and talk about it,
and you can take callers from guys with names like Beaverhead or Squirrel Face or Little Brother or Gorilla, and they can call from some godforsaken burned out gas station and who knows where, and call the president 18 different kinds of dirty names, and it's perfectly free and legal, and we all have the right to do that.
Yeah, and he's deserving of all those names. He's deserving of every one of them.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
Even Cheater? Even Card Sharp?
What makes America great? It's the fact that it's a free, democratic republic, and that you can, a man from Hope, Arkansas, who was a draft dodger in Vietnam, who went to the enemy of the United States and participated in a flag burning of this great country, can come back and run for office of president 25 years later and be elected by ignorant people who voted for him.
So what you're saying
is... makes America great.
You love America because it's full of morons.
No, I love it because it's America, but I'm sad to see what's happening with it.
So you're not joyous on this 4th of July holiday?
No.
Really?
No. I mean, the people went out and voted last November. They've gone back to sleep again. They think... We voted, we changed the House and the Senate. They think, I mean, they've gone back to La La Land. No, they're tripping through Kansas with Dorothy and Toto.
Wow, Bozo, you're getting really political. You should be more of a truck talk, country talk. Now you're getting all political and stuff.
You asked me, you know, what other country on the face of this earth could a man be a draft dodger, burn the flag, go to the enemy of that nation, and then turn around and come back and run for president and even win it 25 years later?
Mongolia?
Countries, he would have been executed when he returned.
Really?
Sure.
You think so?
Yeah, you go to Brazil and burn their flag and see what happens to you.
Well, Brazil also snatches kids off the street. No one knows where they go.
Yeah, right. Well, you know. But you go to Russia and burn their flag, see what happens to you.
What is the Russian flag now?
It's a three-bar thing. I saw it on TV.
I haven't seen the Russian flag.
Yeah, it was in the shuttle yesterday.
It
looked like it was three different colors.
Sort of like ours.
Yeah.
You think they stole the idea from us?
Well, who knows? They stole everything else from us.
Oh, yeah?
But what'd you guys do?
For the 4th of July?
Yeah.
What'd you do, Chris?
Set off firecrackers in the rain.
That sounds like fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I stood there holding a sparkler, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in the rain.
I'm glad you guys had a good day.
We did.
All right. We're going to get more rain.
No way.
Yeah.
When? Tonight?
Later today. We're going to get some goodies today.
Is this the official Bozo cast?
I'm watching the radar right now. You've seen the radar. You know what I can tell with that. We got a mess moving this way.
At what time is it going to hit?
This afternoon, probably.
Great. Okay, well.
All right. You guys have a good 5th of July.
Okay, we will. You too.
Okay.
Try to cheer up, Bozo.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Truck and Bozo. It doesn't get any more patriotic than that on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444. It's 10 minutes till 3 o'clock in the morning. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Show on the 5th of July.
Still close enough to the 4th of July to be considered the 4th of July.
Well, we figure people who are still up this late are probably working off that 4th of July buzz, that 4th of July stupor that they drank themselves into, and we're here for them. We're here for people like Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. How's it going, Ryan?
It's going fine. How's it going there?
Where are you calling from, Ryan?
Newtown.
How'd you celebrate the 4th of July tonight?
Smoked a bowl and then...
749-1444. Sunday nights will never be the same after you tune into Bubbles in the Think Tank. Sunday nights from midnight until 2 a.m., your diminutive dominatrix of droll, Belinda, and the guests hone your funny bone cone with mirthful music and Mad Lib Mania right here on WAIF FM. Chris, you are furiously scampering around the studio, and I want to know what you're searching for.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, flattening the hill. Someday the mountain might get him, but the law never will.
Or not English is good.
Yep, that's always a plus, not being English.
Uh-huh. Then we'd be Lord of the Manors.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool, though.
And we'd all like horses.
You don't like horses?
I like horses, but we'd have to really like horses then.
What does she mean by that?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
That's right.
I don't know what you're hinting at there.
What's up?
We're trying to find out what's so great about America.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a good 4th of July? Yeah, I had a blast.
Good. What'd you do?
I lit firecrackers in the rain.
Did you?
Yeah, my buddy Rob.
Uh-huh.
That's him right here.
Uh-huh.
That's him. He held a fire. He was holding sparklers in the rain tonight.
Wow, now.
It was very poignant, and, you know, they should have made a movie about it, and that could have been the very ending scene as I sit there and blink away the raindrops out of my eyes holding the sparkler reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
Did you do that?
It was fun
for 4 hours.
What does WUBE do to celebrate the 4th of July?
Why are you asking?
Did you have a big big hog roast or anything?
Did you?
Are you the DJ?
Uh-huh.
What's your name?
What's your name?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Together, we're the Chris and Rob Land Talk Show.
Uh-huh. From where?
WAIF.
Where's that?
Cincinnati. That's what we're supposed to say at the top of the hour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought so. You can't hear her.
Thank you. Check this out, Rob. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're anchoring away.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we are talking about America and what makes it great. And
what is so great about America anyway? Seems like cops are always beating up kids. The army's going to war in places we can't win. You're not allowed to smoke pot in the privacy of your own home. You get taxed for buying beer. In fact, you get taxed for everything. And if you're young, you're not allowed to drink beer. And you got to be 16 before you can drive a car. What's so great about America anyway?
You can walk down the street and wearing that outfit.
Tommy,
you're
on the air.
Most countries, you'd be executed for dressing like that.
Yeah.
Hi, Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's up, Tommy?
Worst thing about America.
Yeah, what's that?
Is, like, I know a kid who can say beer, but he's not allowed to drink it. That sucks, man.
Yeah, it sure is. Everyone should be allowed to drink beer. 749-1444.
You know, in some cultures, Italian, French, where wine is just such a big part, in German with their beer, where alcohol is just such a big part of the overall culture,
Getting snockered is not a big deal because, you know, you grow up with alcohol and it's just another thing. Such, you know, it's just like bread.
It's like drinking a soda pop here.
When you sit down to eat, you got bread on the table. You got wine on the table, so going out and drinking wine is not some kind of big gala occasion. And the incidence of alcoholism are considerably less in some cultures than others. But, you know, the people from Northern Europe, the British Islands, they like to drink. And they like to get drunk. They don't just like to drink socially with
the Irish in particular do.
Well, hey, no, I didn't want to say anything like
Hello, Cleveland. You're on the air.
Huh?
Hi, Cleveland. Damn! It makes me mad anymore.
What?
People call it talk show, then they don't talk. I'm trying not to be, you know, bitchy or anything. WAIF Cincinnati. But when you call a talk show and the talk show host says, Hello, Cleveland, that means, Hi, Chris. Hi, Rob. You know what I like about America? I like blah, 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 blah. It doesn't mean,
We'll be right back.
Bah.
Let us speak.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is brought to you in part by the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, staying up with you all night long to entertain and enrich your life, make you a little smarter, make you glad you stayed up this late. The phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is 749-1444. Leave it to me to say something inane like, I just did. 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. So, Jenny, what the heck is so great about America anyway?
What's so great about this country?
Yes.
We can do practically whatever we want and get away with
Such
it.
As?
Such as, let's see. Well, I'm 18 years old. I can party as much as I want to and not ever get caught by the cops. But that's
so, Jenny, are you a party chick?
Yes, I am. Very much so.
What you been doing tonight?
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly. What'd you do before you called the talk show tonight?
I went to a frat party and drank some tequila.
You went to it? Did you eat the worm?
Yes, I did.
Hey, cool. Jenny, I have a question.
She's hallucinating to the Chris and Rob talk show.
Hey, Jenny.
Yes?
What's the first thing a sorority girl does every morning?
A sorority girl does every morning? Wake up.
Walk home. Are you in a sorority?
No, I'm not.
Do you want to be?
Actually, I'm not in college.
So what, you like flunked 11th grade, so you're still in high school?
No, I actually passed the 12th grade.
So what are you doing then? You're just like an unemployed drifter?
No, I'm employed.
Going from frat party to frat party? Are you a professional partier?
I have some friends that belong to a frat, so like I party with them.
So these guys went off to college, and they were part of your clique at high school, and you know they haven't outgrown you yet, so they bring you along?
Exactly.
Okay. Where'd you go to high school?
Aiken High School.
Aiken. Where do you work?
I work at Perkins on Colerain Avenue.
Ooh. Are you a manager?
No, I'm not.
Waitress?
Yes.
Okay. So you're enjoying life then and loving every minute of it.
Exactly.
No, good for you.
Jenny, what do you hope to do with yourself? You're just going to be a party girl all your life or what?
No.
As soon as the caboose starts dropping, you know, you don't get invited to as many parties. Because those frat guys, you know, the frat guys don't like to party with chicks over 35 usually.
Exactly, but there's always parties going on, so. So what'd you guys do this 4th of July?
Rob stood out in the rain with a couple of sparklers reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in the rain. I've been just like lighting M80s and stuff and trying to put them in people's hair.
Oh, that's cool.
But don't try this at home, folks.
What'd you do?
What about you, Chris? What'd you do?
That's what I just said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm the one that put M80s in people's hair and stuff.
Okay, what about the other person? What do you do?
Other person.
That's Rob.
Okay.
Let's give her a little education on the Chris and Rob show. Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Coming to you live.
Okay, I call you guys every week. I should know this by now, but...
All right, well, tell all your friends to tune in, and we'll talk to you later, and sober up a little bit, Jenny.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye.
She ate the worm.
She ate the worm.
She ate the worm.
Good for her.
She ate the worm.
Now her radio is going to melt.
El Wormo. Yeah.
She ate it. I think Como'd.
She Como'd
El Grosso El Wormo.
Hey, I have an announcement to make.
Nah, make your announcement. Go ahead and make your announcement.
For those who like classical music, and even for those who don't, tune into WAIF with Fun with Mozart.
Fun with Mozart?
Every Thursday morning from 3 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the morning. That's Wednesday night if you're staying up late. Mr. Mozart, Wayne Gatzke, guides us on a musical tour of Mozart and some of the other composers in a casual and sometimes humorous approach to classical music. Wayne Gatzke even updates listeners with the latest findings of the Screwy Scholars. What kind of latest findings do they have of Screwy Scholars?
Of Mozart?
In other words, he'll let you know if there's anything going on in the classical music world worth knowing about.
They go on and say, this just in, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is still dead.
Well, did you hear what happened recently? Beethoven's grave is over there in Germany, you know? And somebody was walking by Beethoven's grave the other day, and they heard a sound on the grave. Sounded kind of like this. And they didn't know what that sound was. So they went and they told the people who run the graveyard.
Yes.
And they dug up the casket to see what that sound was. And when they brought the casket up, they could hear that sound. Even louder, it was going like this. So they opened up the casket, and there was Beethoven. And he had all his manuscripts in the casket with him, of all his old symphonies. And he was feverishly erasing them, and that's what that sound was. He was erasing all the notes off of the pages. And somebody says, Beethoven, why are you erasing all the notes off of your pages of manuscripts of all your old symphonies? And Beethoven said, I'm decomposing. So for this and more, tune into Fun with Mozart here at WAIF every Thursday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning at 3 o'clock in the morning.
At least you didn't say it with some kind of terrible German accent. The only saving grace is you refrain from the I am decomposing. Go ahead, Eddie.
Eddie, you're on the air.
Hey.
What's up, Eddie?
Nothing here. I just want to talk about how the kids call in and say tell them to legalize weed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wouldn't be as fun if it was legal.
Stupid motherfucker.
We all know that weed would not be any fun if it was legal, because it's more fun to be sneaky about it and go sneak it out in back of your parents' garage and try to not get caught.
The Cincinnati Historical Society seeks volunteers for its archives and manuscripts department. Volunteers are needed to help conserve, arrange, and describe historical collections. People are also needed to help with data entry and administrative responsibilities. You need a little more info? Why don't you call 287-70-68. It's Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show on WAIF in Cincinnati, Ohio. Feeling good on a holiday week. But now, you know, we got a short week. It's Wednesday through Friday, so we got to pack a lot of work into this week, and we're trying to get that week started off right so this country can go forward and carry the production to new high levels. Go ahead, Kevin, and shut me up before I continue to babble.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Kev.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Jim.
What can we do for you tonight, Kevin?
Ask me the question.
So, Kevin, what's so great about America anyways?
I got two things.
What's cigarettes
one,
and...
Chris and Rob.
Yeah, cigarettes and coffee.
No, and number two, the nachos.
Okay, Chris and Rob are American, so that's one thing that's great with America, and nachos.
Yeah.
Nachos are Mexican.
Yeah, I know, but that's what's great about America. It's like a melting pot. You know?
Oh.
Do you think that America is a melting pot of cultures, or do you think everyone in America just hates each other?
I think there's like a move in America to like, you know, like get rid of the melting, to freeze it up, to stop it, but...
To make it more like a stew, so we could actually pick out the individual carrots and potatoes, yeah, as opposed to a cake, where once you bake it, the eggs and the milk and the sugar and flour are inseparable.
Yeah, but it's going to be melting up soon.
It's going to be what soon?
People are going to come to their senses, and it's just going to start melting up real soon.
So we're all going to live as one, as brother and sister, in peace, joy, and harmony, and love and nakedness out on the green fields of Dandelion Patch?
Yep.
Cool.
What you said...
I'm there, man.
What'd you guys do today?
Well, for the 98th time, Chris played God Bless America under his armpit, while I painted myself red, white, and blue and went streaking up and down the bike path in Hamilton.
Cool.
We had a real good 4th of July here. What did you do for the holiday, Kevin?
I went down to Kentucky, bought myself a 12-pack of red, white, and blue beer.
Mm-hmm.
Sat in my yard and yelled at kids to get out.
There you go.
Said, get out of the yard.
Did you squirt them with a hose?
No, I threw empty beer cans at them.
No, there you go.
And sparklers.
Well, you're cool, Kevin.
I'm a cool guy.
You sure are.
Well, never mind. I'll save that for later.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Keep on the good foot. 749-1444, that's the phone number, if you want to get in on the Chris and Rob late night.
You know what
show.
I learned from watching the Extreme Games?
What are the Extreme Games?
On ESPN, they're having all these weird sporting games where, like, guys are jumping out of airplanes on surfboards.
I guess
and
the
mountain climbing. And
ratings for baseball aren't good enough, and there aren't any other interesting sports at this time.
Yeah,
of year.
So they're doing all these weird sports. Well, the thing I learned is when you're doing that skateboarding where you're in, like, a big half a moon and you go down a wall, then up the other wall, then you know what I'm talking about, up and down and up and down. It doesn't matter if you do it goofy foot or standard. There really is no advantage to either way. It's just, you know, whatever feels natural.
This is the Dvorak Symphony.
He's not an American, is he? Should play some of them American composers, you know, like,
Symphony number 5 in E minor, opus 95, subtitled From the New World. Dvorak, Antonín Dvorak, who was a Czechoslovakian guy, comes to America back in, the late 1800s, and decides he really likes this place. He thinks the New World is really fresh and hip. So he writes the Symphony number 5 and subtitles it From the New World.
Okay, that's good enough then.
Phone number is 749-1444.
Come in from... Oh, you want to do one or you want me to?
You do it.
You want me to do one or you want to?
You do it.
Come in from the outside to the inside on Thursday and listen to Outside Inside on WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati. Jazz like you never heard before. One foot in the past, one foot in the future. Hosted by John Ridley and Lee Harvey every Thursday, midnight until 2 a.m. on WAIF. Listen up. Right now, it's a Chris and Rob late night talk show blasting out on 88.3 FM. And we are talking about America and the different aspects of it. And
tell us for a minute, Rob, about what your take on freedom.
Freedom?
Yeah, Rob, what do you think about freedom? What does freedom mean to you, Rob?
Well, I was going to say something really cute and flip, like freedom, that's just another word for nothing left to lose.
No, I'm serious, Rob. What does freedom really mean to you?
Freedom.
Remember that girl called from that frat party a little while ago and she says, freedom to do whatever you want.
But all she wanted to do was party. So, you know, how free is it? You're free to do whatever you want as long as you don't hurt anybody else.
Do it.
You can think anything you want to think. You can act any way you want to act. You can dress any way you want to dress. Now, some people say, no, but we're really not free because although there may not be de jure restraints holding you back from doing stuff, but there are de facto restraints keeping you from doing whatever you want because you don't want to be laughed at by people, you know. Although you have the right to dress any way you want, you really can't dress any way you want because people will laugh at you. So, we have freedom, but then we impose restrictions on ourselves. But, you know, freedom gets tossed around an awful lot, and what really ticks me off is when you hear the same idiots you like Lee Greenwood, who are these supposed conservatives, we were always talking about freedom, 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 and all they really mean is lower my taxes. Because they don't want to legalize marijuana. They want to have urinalysis tests for junior high kids, and they want to prevent an act which makes the declaration that they are mad at their country, that is burning the flag. It's just ridiculous. Freedom, you got to take the good with the bad. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF.
Give it away. 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 You got it. 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 Together. You got it. You got it. We'll be right back.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's 20 minutes after 3 in the morning. In case you just tuned in, I'm Chris.
And I am Rob. Thanks for being here.
Rob is my co-host. We do a late night talk show. People call in and we talk about stuff. It's kind of like those AM radio talk shows, except for we talk about whatever we want and we're cool.
We're cool. We don't have to suck up to the sponsors. We don't have to play these stupid political games to appeal to rich white people who are the key demographics for advertisers. We can talk to burnouts and space cadets like Chris from Cincinnati.
Hello,
go ahead,
Chris. You're on the air.
Yeah, man. I know what America means to me. It means cute blondes and Camaros with T-tops. It means going to McDonald's at 2:57 in the morning because they're almost ready to close. You can con them out of as much food as you can. You can say, oh, yeah, I've got a credit on $16,000 worth of food, and they will hand it out the window because they're so ticked off because you just came up 3 minutes before close. That's what America means to me. It means pulling off the biggest scams that you can. It means living your life to the fullest. It means doing anything and everything and not really infringing upon other people's rights because that's kind of the American way.
You know, that thing that you brought up is pretty cool. Another good thing you can do is go into one of these stores that have restaurants. I always like to do this at the local Kmart. You know, they have the Kmart Deli Grill or whatever. You go in that bad boy.
Have you ever gone to the Kmart restaurant there and gotten the country fried steak sandwich?
Well, see, here's the deal, Chris. You go in there about 5, or, you know, say your Kmart closes at 9 o'clock in your neighborhood. You check into that bad boy about 9 o'clock. And all the soft pretzels they got there, they're yours for the price of one.
Oh, yeah.
They'll,
look back. That's the only way to do it.
Oh, yeah. They'll look around for their boss, and they'll say, don't tell anybody I did this.
I heard you can really make a chilling killing 5 minutes to close at those fried chicken places.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Going to Boston Chicken and clean house, man. Because it's good food, plus you can rip them off pretty well.